How's it going out there, hot asphalt listeners? I want to welcome you all back to another story. This one takes place quite a bit back in time, about 10 to 12 years back. I was still in school at the time. I was about 12, 13, 14 years old, somewhere in that ballpark. I'm not exactly sure. It's been a while, and I've done a lot of stupid shit since then that doesn't help my memory. It was a school day. My mom had woke me up for school one morning, and I got dressed, got ready for school, was eating my breakfast. I don't remember what it was, toaster strudel, something like that, sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, something simple. I got done eating it, so I was sitting down on the couch just trying to catch a few more Z's before the bus showed up. And I remembered all of a sudden, oh crap, I got a permission slip I need to get mom to sign. I go to my backpack, get it out, hand it to my mom, and she's sitting in the couch, and I'm standing behind the couch over her shoulder, and something snuck up on me, to say the least. I just was standing there, and all of a sudden started throwing up, and I put my hand over my mouth as quick as I could, but it wasn't quick enough, and the vomit started spewing between the cracks of my fingers like you would not believe. And it went all over the back of my mom's head and on her shoulders. And usually, whenever I'm about to throw up, my mouth will start getting all watery. And my throat will start aching a little bit. And my stomach doesn't feel too hot. But none of that shit happened this time. It was just fine, and then throw up. And needless to say, my mom was not happy about this. She started fussing at me, and how you would react if someone just threw up on you. And she tells me the bus had showed up, and she said, "Here's your damn permission slip," and she said, "Get out of here. Get on the bus." And she wouldn't even let me stay home. And obviously something was wrong with me. But she still made me go to school. Excuse me, people. I'm getting tired. I'm ready for a nap. But needless to say, she wasn't happy. And I still had to go to school. I hope to have one of my friends on here pretty soon. He's the one that helped me come up with the name for this podcast channel. He's a really good friend of mine and a really good guy. Can't wait to have him on here so y'all can hear him. But I guess that's going to be it for today. I know this episode was a little shorter, but this incident happened 12 to 15 years ago, or 10 to 12 years ago, excuse me. I just don't remember in super great detail exactly what happened. But that's the story of how I threw up on the back of my mom as a teenager. I appreciate y'all for listening. Hopefully y'all come back for another story. Thank you.